And a new start on the top, the Zion on the Dalit. Zion on the Dalit. We're up to the two dots. More than halfway down the page. The beginning of the line is Romile Abaya. Romile Abaya. Beginning of the line is Romi. Reish Mem Yud. Everyone's got that?
Yeah.
So Romile Abaya the Rova. Abaya wants to ask the question to Rova. Siv, it writes in the Torah, this passage we've been discussing, of Siv, Meitiv Sodeu, and Meitiv Kamer Yishalem. If your animal damages somebody, Shein V'regel, then you have to pay. No, they pay, but pay with good quality fields. We discussed in detail Rabbi Kiva's opinion, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that we discussed already. So, Rabbi says that Meitiv Kamei Yishalim, Meitivin, Midach Yunalo, Davka, when you make a payment, it has to be the best. Whatever it is, Rabbi Kiva's best, or it has to be best, whatever you hold. Anything that doesn't fit into the best, you can't pay. Vahatanya. And we got a price. Yoshiv, the rabbis, Shova Kesef. There's a price that says, there's another person, by the damage of one's hole, that one digs a hole and it damages somebody, you have to pay. And it says over there, Bal Haba Yishalem Kesef. Yeah, the Balaba has to pay money. Yoshiv the Balaba, he has to return that to the owner. The money, he returns to the owner. The Rabos, Shova Kesef, Afilu Subim. And that's coming to tell me that you can give not only money, you can give items which are worth money, Afilu Subim, even poor quality. Fodder. Even fodder you can give as payments. Okay, so that's a bias question. So now, please explain what he's asking. What is a bias question to Rava? What are you trying to ask? What's his problem? Okay, you want to, let's first explain what his question is before we have a difficulty with this one. What is his question? Flexible. What do you mean? Let's go. Stira. That's a more accurate first stage. We may get to what you're saying, Avi, soon. Stira. What's the stira? Abaya said, I've got stira out here.
One thing for the
competitive product
that you damage,
another
thing for
the product. Whatever. Yeah, so one impostor is saying you have to pay the best. That's what we've just been discussing. Pay best. When you damage, you pay best. And the other impostor is saying, yeah, you can give money and you can give the fodder. It's okay. Okay. So what's the aspect of the question that's really, what's the theorem?
On the quality.
Is it the quality or it's
why is it that you need money? The money is acceptable. I look to tell me that it has to be a property and a better property.
So the pastus, as Mr. Bloch says, pastus is the what Bosick says when you pay, you have to pay with land, that's good. Whatever you call good, Rabbi Kiva as well, but good land. Another apostle seems to say, you can pay, don't have to give land. You can give money, you can give fodder, that's good, that's also good as a payment. Even if you have land. Yeah. Even if you have land. Seems to say that that's acceptable payment. So it seems to me, at first glance, the most pashtus of the stira conflict is one says land, and one says another form of payment can be done. It doesn't have to be land. That's the clear stira. Let's try and see whether that's accurate. No, it doesn't say bechal. So therefore you said you don't need to give land, you just need to give money or fodder. So the question is saying, we know last week that damage payments doesn't make a difference what type of damage you're doing. Shame, reg, or care, and achara, bot. Whenever you're making damage payments. The sugya we discussed last week applies to all types of damage payments. Love, dafka, shame, reg, and therefore it would apply even by a damage through your bot. Yeah. The raya is because the Gemara was comparing shame, reg, to care, which is not what the posse is talking about. So you see, it's got nothing to do which posse you're discussing, and it's not limited to shape regal, it's limited, it's a rule in all damage payments, then this is how you pay the damage payments, with good fields. So now a buyer's coming off and says, another damage payment through your bar, your hole, it says you pay, and it doesn't say pay with a field, a good field, it says you can pay with money or fossil. So it seems, on the surface of things, as a problem, as a question. Now, if we look at Rashi, we see from Rashi that doesn't seem to be the problem. Rashi says like this. If you look at Yosef, Rashi, Yosef, the beginning of line Yosef, Yosef Kesev Yosef the Bala. You can give money. You can give money as payments. The Havilah Mitzvah, it should have written, and then I wouldn't have questions if it would have written this. Bala habar yishalem kesef. Yeah, it should have written the owner of the hole should have paid money. Labalo. Should have paid money to the owner. Yoshit, so the fact that he writes an extra word, Yoshit, he should return. Why is he saying return? He should just say, Bala habar, the owner of the hole, Yisraelin Kesef pays money. That's what he said. Yosef, the Gosser of Mon Longeli. Why is it adding in the poster that you return? Return. Yeah. Hoyo, Kavai, you can see it, Yisraelin. Since he's already told me you pay, it's Larabba's caller service. So obviously, this poster of Yosef, this extra word of Yosef, is coming to say, not only money, you can even give other types of payments, which is like fodder. So what, according to Rashi, is the problematic? Is money problematic?
No.
Money is not problematic. It's when you say, money I can hit. That's okay. That still fits with my mating. That still fits with my paying. I have no problems. The cash is the other boss. Mating Sadeo and Kesef. They go too well together. What doesn't go well together is Yosef, which has come to say fodder. Fodder doesn't go well with Mesit. That says it's the problem which a buyer is stressing. So we see from here that the problem is the fodder aspect. The fodder, you said Mesit Sadehu. I can hear also Kesef. I can't hear fodder. I can't hear fodder. Now, look at Rabbeinu Chananu. The first line of Rabbeinu Chananu says something that's very interesting. It's on your page. So I didn't have it printed out. It's on the sides of your page, on the left-hand side. It says Rabbeinu Chananu. Romile Abaya L'Rova. Abaya asked the question, L'Rova. And here, Rabbeinu Chananu adds something. Le Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tolimetiv Sodeya Shamazik, that says you have to pay with the good fields of the one who's damaging. I've got Akasha, Hatanya, it doesn't fit, because of Kesev, Yoshiv, Rabos, Shobel Kesev. It doesn't fit, because I've got this posuk that says you can pay with money and you pay with fodder. It doesn't fit. Now, Katana has added some understanding to this question of Abai, which we didn't see from the Gemara. He's saying that Abai's whole question is only to see the understanding of Rebbe Kiva in Meitiv Sadeh. Rebbe, got this posuk that says maybe you have to, when you damage something, you have to pay with good fields. And according to Rebbe Kiva, who says good field of the one who's damaging, according to him, and now I've got a question, it doesn't fit with the other person that says when you damage, you pay with money, you pay with shovel kesser, we pay with fodder. Now, what is pesach? Let me turn the air conditioning on, if you Hello, Rav Meshulam. Are you at in the place where you can continue with the air conditioning over here? Oh, Mazel tov. Is that okay? So I have to get through to somebody else. So, okay, sir. He's also the both Mazel. Yehuda Goodman. Anyone got Yehuda Goodman's phone number?
Yes,
it's a computer thing. Now the question is like this. Okay, so what does that mean? Let's say, so the question is, Rabbi Chanano is saying that the question of that Abai is asking, is only according to if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. Now the question is, why is he saying the whole question is only according to Rabbi Akiva? Why is he only saying Rabbi Akiva? The question we understood up to now, we understood, look, it says you have to pay with goods, and now you're giving him rubbish. So that's, there's good definition according to Rabbi Akiva. There's good definition according to Rabbi Shmuel. But it's good, whatever definition you hold. And this is saying rubbish, which doesn't fit with any definition. So why is Rabbeinu Chanan saying, no, it's only a kasha according to Rabbi Akiva, not Bishol? It's also kasha Rabbi Shmuel. Because it doesn't fit with the definition of Rabbi Shmuel's goods. Doesn't fit with him.
Maybe it does. Maybe
it's going to look at
Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi
Shmuel
says, of course,
it's going to be Yeah, but it has to be goods. Good later. You have to give goods. When you pay for damages, you have to give goods. Quality payments. And you're giving according to whose good quality? According to the good quality of the measurement bar is good quality of the one being damaged. Fine, but it has to be good quality. Now to give him fodder, which is rubbish, and even in his eyes, is not going to help Rabbi Shmuel, and it should be also a problem with Rabbi Shmuel. I know, no, Rabbi Kadano says, it's only a question of Rabbi Kiva. What? So, let us suggest maybe two suggestions. Let's suggest two suggestions. Mr. Welly is saying something very good. I'll say what he says. Yeah, but the three is in the first two are out of the window. This is the last one. Well, yeah. So let us suggest two explanations. That may be what Rabbi Chanano is attacking. First explanation is like this. We know at the end of the day, Rashi, last week we finished with Rashi's understanding of what's going on in Hebrew school is a fundamental, different way approach of what Meitiv Sadeo is trying to do. Rav Akiva, in the eyes of Rashi, Rav Akiva was saying, we're going to knas him, penalize him as a deterrent. Deterrent! So he has to pay his goods as a deterrent. Whereas Shmuel says, I'm not interested in giving him penalties, I'm not interested in deterrence. I'm interested in making sure that the buy who's damaged gets the most liquidity, so you give him his best. And that's the most liquidity that he can get, and he's fine. That's the fundamental hashkofa machloka, as Mr. Welling was talking about. So therefore, maybe we can suggest like this, that, look, maybe according to Ben Hanel, not unlike Rashi, maybe the whole question was that, I understand, according to Rishmon, that you've got two options. You can either give him good field, his good field, the one that's damaged, according to Rishmon, his good field, that's good liquidity for him, or you can give him money, and maybe even Shlomo gets it, which is as good as money. Because liquidity is the idea, and these ideas of giving him money at is very liquid, that is liquid, and Shlomo gets those liquid, and they're better, maybe they're even better than good, his good fields. So it's more no kasha. You can give liquidity. Make him so there. His good fields, his money, or even Shlomo gets if all of them are liquid, as liquid each other, if not the money and the Shlomo Kesef, the fodder is even more liquid, maybe, than even his good field. So if you can give his good field, then for sure you can give money and the fodder. According to Shmuel, no problem, the Pesukim can fit in, because at the end of the day, you're giving him liquidity. But according to Rav Akiva, I'm not interested in giving liquidity. The whole idea of Mitzvah Seder is to penalize as a deterrent for the one who's damaging. So then I'll say to you, look, Mitzvah Seder, as a deterrent, the only deterrent out there is he has to pay only with land, which is his good, his best. That is the deterrent. Nothing else deterrent. Money won't be the deterrent, and father won't be the deterrent. It won't be good. And nevertheless, that's the question. Rami Abai, we see that you can give money, and you can give father, and both of them should not be allowed to be paid off in the eyes of Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva is, we need a deterrent, we need a way of him realizing that you should do these things. The only thing is to force him, he's limited to paying only with his land and only his best land. And therefore that may be the custom. According to, so but then it comes out that the question was not just on giving the fodder, the question was, how can you give money? How can you say you can give money to pay? How can you give whatever? Both of them are disqualified as a deterrent. The only deterrent, according to Rabbi Akiva, is his land solely and his best land. And therefore the question would be, even money's a problem. And therefore we'll fit with Rashi, where Rashi said, money's okay. And it's the father that's a problem. According to the way we're looking, even the money's a problem. If it's specifically a question, according to Rabbi Akiva. Secondly, Rabbi Netanyahu himself says that the problem is not the money. Rabbi Netanyahu carries on, he says, the same Rabbi Netanyahu. Atanya Kesef, how can you, according to Rabbi Akiva, how does this affect? It says the price of money, Yoshev Labalov, you give return to the owner. The Rabbi Shovak has to allow you to pay with water. Here's Yashiv Kol Masha Rishalim Amazik, that you can return all that you owe through your damage. The potato meals, Rachmana, you can give whatever you like. Yashiv, you can give. You can return. Sounds like, even going to Ben Chananel, the problem is not the money, it's the fact that I can choose to pay even whatever I like, and of course that means I can choose to pay with my father, which is the Rabbis. So even Ben Chananel, the stress of the question is the rubbish, it's the fodder that's the problem. According to the way we're trying to understand Rabbi Netanyahu, the problem should also be the money. So we're back to a bit of square one. For some reason, the question is only according to Rabbi Akiva, and it's got nothing to do with the haskofa of we're trying to penalize, because if that's true, then the money should be a problem to pay with as well, and that seems to be, Rabbi Netanyahu says, I understand money. How, if it's to do with penalizing, then how can you understand money? And only have a problem with the fodder. So that's not a deterrent. So they're right, you're telling me the only question is the fodder, and for some reason the only question of the fodder is only a problem of Rabbi Akiva. How are we going to understand that issue? It can't be our initial Hashkofa way of looking at it. So how can it say you can pay with money?
Why not?
Because it's not deterrent. If you say the problem was he's trying to penalize, he's trying to deter, and the way to deter is he making him pay only with his land, which is his best. So therefore, anything else is not a deterrent, which includes money. And says Rabbi Nachman, no, money is okay. It's the fodder which is the problem.
Okay. Rav, can I try to...
So he's losing property, his best property. He's using his best... It'll take you some... losing land is a much more... His best quality land is a much more of a deterrent than just having to pay the value in cash to what he damaged. Cash is property.
Can I try to answer?
No answers. We don't allow Mishnah trying to answer.
No, but why no, only Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Ishmael?
Even though you're on Zoom, we do not allow trying to answer unless I ask a specific question. Try to answer. You can ask questions. You can.
You ask why only Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question.
Okay. I didn't know.
I forgive you. You're not a second. Now.
What you said?
I forgive you. Okay. Now. So what is the problem that limited to Rabbi Akiva and it's only because of fodder? So what is that problem? So, if we go back to our shiur on Shabbos, go back in time to our shiur on Shabbos, and we had a whole pshat, we saw a Rosh, and we saw the opinions who argued with the Rosh's opinion of that. Fine. Now, what was the reasoning of the people who argued with the Rosh? So we came out like this. That they looked at Rabbi Shmuel, and they said, look, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are not far apart. Not far apart in how they look at the situation. Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Akiva that you need to pay with the best of your land. You who damage, need to pay with your best land. Even Rabbi Shmuel agrees to that. That's the starting point. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's the starting point and the end point. That's what you have to do and always what you have to do. There's no other option. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that's the starting point. That's the Ikka Hadin. But there's a leniency. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a leniency that we give to the damager that if he's got something out there which is as good or better than the best of the one he damaged, he can also pay with that. That Rabbi Shmuel says, I give you a leniency. Rabbi Akiva says, there's no such shlav. We stay with the starting point. You pay, you damage with your good stuff. That's it. The end of the thing. According to Shmuel, that's what you should do. But there's a leniency that if you have the ability to pay with something which is as good as the person who damaged his best stuff, or even better, then you can also do that. As a leniency, special leniency. Okay, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have this leniency. According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't have this leniency. So now, what's going to be in a scenario like this? A scenario where the mazik damaged, and now he has to pay. And he looks, he's a Rabbi Shmuel, let's say, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, look, I should pay with my good stuff. But because I'm a really small person, I've got leniency. Let me try and use my leniency of being able to not pay with my usual line stuff. I don't want to pay usual line. I've got ability to elicit them. So let me look at the best stuff of the guy I damaged and see what it is. And it can't be as good as my Yerushalayim. I'll be able to pay with that and get use the leniency card. So he looks around and he finds out that the guy has nothing. Absolutely no land at all. So what's going to be the halacha according to Rishmo? What's going to be the halacha now? He has no land whatsoever. No, the Nizik. I can't. My leniency card. Go to the who you damaged, look at his best stuff, and you pay his best stuff. I know he hasn't got any land at all. So what? Can I use my leniency card or I cannot use my leniency card? So in such a scenario, what's the leniency card? What's the Isaiah husband says? Just give him as payment better than he has. Yes? Yeah? He hasn't got anything. So anything I give him is good. Because he's got nothing. Because anything I give him is better than what he's got. So if so, I can give him anything. Then of course I can give him money. Or even father stuff. I can give him anything. Because there's nothing there. There's no baseline which I have to cross. I've nothing to worry about. I can give him anything, and it's Mekhaim, all his good stuff, because he hasn't got any good stuff to limit me. So I can give him everything. I can give him even fodder. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, is that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no question what the Pasuk says. You can give money, you can give fodder. It's no question because you're small, because I can find a scenario where you can give kesef, you can even give fodder because you're small, in a case where he has nothing. He has nothing, then I have found a scenario where you don't have to give good stuff, good land, you can just give anything because you can use your leniency cards, and whatever you give is the kind of leniency cards because it's better than what he's got nothing as a baseline to force you to make. That's according to you're small. But according to Rabbi Kiva, who says there's no leniency cards. You always have to pay with your good stuff. The one is damaged. The one is damaged has to pay with his good stuff. Zahu. That's it. No choices. Say if so, no choices. So therefore, how can you give photo? How can you give photo in such a case? How can you give photo? Okay, maybe money is good. Maybe money is as good as good land. Fine. But photo is definitely bad. Bad is definitely not as good. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. The question is according to Rabbi Kiva and not Rishmo. Because Rabbi Yochanan is learning, if he learns like this Mahalik, he's learning like the ones who are Chodik and the Rosh, and learns that's Bishat of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was really just a leniency clause that says you can pay with anything you like, as long as it's better than his best. If he's got nothing, you can pay with anything. And therefore, that's the Pesukim of all goods. According to Rishon, it's only a problem according to Rukim. That's the Mahalach we can say in at least in Rabbeinu Kanan. If there's problem, not according to this, Mahalach, he's got a claim as much as the goodness of his property. He hasn't got anything. He's got no claim. He hasn't got anything. He's got nothing. He has no claim. He has an ownership. He has ownership in the guy who needs to pay him as much as his good stuff is. It means he has to have good stuff, not that ownership. He has no ownership. He's got no claim in anything. No claim in anything. As an ownership. No specific, yeah. No ownership claim that that's mine and it's for me. That's it. Let's carry on the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. So the Gemara answers, says, Lo kasha, kam medato, kam bal kocha. You got a problem with Rabbi Kiva, according to the Isa Rabbi Yochanan, well, according to Rashi, according to everybody, you got a problem. It says you have to get good, and you're giving rubbish. What's the answer? Lo kasha, kam medato, kam bal kocha. So what does it mean by that there's a case where it's medato and the case bar kocho. So it says Rashi. If you look at Rashi, it explains what the answer is. Remember what the question is. The question is, maybe I was like, the question was on Rabbi Kiva, or just on Rabbi Kiva. The end of it, the question was, you have to give yud and you're giving rubbish. So now the answer is, medatzer, bar kocho. So Rashi says like this, medatzer. If the one damaging pays medata easily, he does it in a fashion that the guy making a claim doesn't need to go to basin, doesn't need to cry out and go cheer himself to go to basin. He just pays easily. He's like, I owe you money, take out the wallet and pays. Okay. Shokul subim, then he's got the allowance to give rubbish. Fodder. Abu Eina wrote Samazit the Shalom Nisgo, and that's it. But if he doesn't want to pay what he needs to pay for the damages, El of a Basin, only if it goes to Basin, Dahainu Bar Kocho, that means that's called being forced to pay, Eina Shalom Ella, then he only pays kesef. Then he only pays kesef, and Rashash makes a gears to change, or mates, or good stuff. Either money or good fields. Yeah. So now, according to Rashi, he say, look, there's a posik that says you have to pay with good stuff. But, you know what? If it's medato, then you can play with rubbish. Point to Rashi, what's the scenario of medato? What's the scenario of medato?
Office to pay.
What's the case when it's not medato, where you have to pay with good stuff? What's the case? When you go? That's the case. Okay. Now. Look at Rabbeinu Chananu. How Rabbeinu Chananu answers. Uporik. That's the another way of saying it. And we give an answer. Have you got, everyone got that word, porik? In Baha Mazik Lishalim Ma'atzman. If the damager is coming to pay himself, he can decide if he's paying by himself, then he can pay whatever he likes. Even rubbish. So in Zocha Melashalim, but if he pushes him off from paying, or based in Govin, and based in the have to, Govin, what's Govin mean? Collect. And based in the have to, collect, Mutsuman, and take it out of him, and Govin, when they collect, they can collect from only his good stuff. You can't give him rubbish at that stage. You can only collect from his good stuff. Now, do you see a slight difference in the definitions of what's called willingly and what's called forced in the eyes of Rashi and the eyes of Benazah? What's Rabbeinu Chananu saying is an example of willingly and what's called forced in the eyes of Rabbeinu Chananu? What's willing and what's called forced in the eyes of Rabbeinu Chananu? And what's called force according to Rabbeinu Chananu? No. This is a pay, and who collect? Who makes him pay? Based on that, she have to go ahead and. So okay. So now, do you see a difference between Rashi, therefore, and Rabbeinu Chananu, and what's called forced?
Yeah, because Rashi says, Mazik, someone is paying except for one reason. So Mazik is a
real
worker, but he won't
pay on his own. According to Rashi, what happened in the story of forced? The forced story. He doesn't pay out of Basin. What does he do? He goes to Basin. And what did Basin say to him?
Pay money.
Pay money. And what did he do when Basin said pay money? He paid. So even though he paid willingly, but since he paid willingly only in Basin, that's called forced, says Rashi. force, and then at that stage you have to pay with your best bargain match. So even though you paid winning, but it was winning in basting, no, you don't get the, you can't pay rubbish now, you have to pay with your best match. According to Rabbeinu Kalana, what's the case of force? That basting say you have to pay, and what did he say? He says no to basting. And basting send the bailiffs in, and the bailiffs collect, and they collect now only best, not rubbish. But according to Reina Kalano, if in basting he says, they say pay, and he does pay without the bailiffs going in, what in the eyes of Reina Kalano is that called? That's called winning it, and then you can still pay with rubbish. So therefore, it's enough community in Rashi Reina Kalano. When you go to the basting, and basically say pay, and you do pay, according to Rashi, you're allowed to pay with good stuff, you only can pay with good stuff, according to Reina Kalano, you can still pay with rubbish, even at that stage. Okay. Everyone understands the difference? Okay. What's the machlokas about? Why they argue? Why they argue? Why is Rashi saying forced? Is as soon as you go to basement, that's it, you lose. Now you have to pay good. And Rebbeinu Chanan said, you can even pay with rubbish even if you're basement, as long as you don't have to call the bailiffs and you can pay with rubbish. What's the machlokas is going on between Rashi and Rebbeinu Chanan? What do they argue about?
You're just saying
the Haskotha things, but why does he look at it like that? And why does he look at it like that? Yeah, he's just saying he wants him to be a real Rosha, and he doesn't mind him being such a Rosha. Yeah, well, where's that coming from? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Amatya? Yes. Let's think Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you know, he says you have to pay the best of the one damaging. He has to pay from his best. Okay? Now, there's two ways to look at that. According to Rashi, we know Rashi said from the sugya on this own Omer, when we learned the Kavachol sugya, yeah. Rashi said, Rabbi Akiva, you know, he's a penalty guy, he's a deterrent guy, that's why he's making him pay with his good stuff. Okay? So, he wanted deterrent, because he's done something, he wanted deterrent. So Rashi says, however, there is a case. Well, of course, that's the custom of Rabbi Akiva. So how can you pay with rubbish? It's never going to be deterrent if you're going to pay with rubbish. Yeah? So there is a case where we allow him to pay with rubbish. Why do we allow him to pay with rubbish? Why do we allow him to pay? Because it's medato. What's medato mean? Winning. Okay. Because it's winning without rubbish. Why should winningly get round the deterrent? What have we got to gain? By allowing him to pay with rubbish, you know, we really wanted to turn the guy. So never allow him to pay with rubbish. No, there's a case we allow him to pay with rubbish because it's good for us that he pays with rubbish. And therefore, that overrides our original aim of deterrent. There's another reason that even when there's a deterrent out there, we still allow him to pay with rubbish because the rubbish, we have another aim at benefit if he would pay with rubbish. What's that, what's the logic behind that? Not only admits, this is that to make things easy. Not only for Basin, it's make things easy for the guy's damage. If we want, on the other hand, you want to give him a very quick payment. If he's willing to give quickly, without any trouble and without any process, then okay, he's willing to pay such a fashion, we'll let you off the deterrent in such a case. The whole thing was a deterrent in the process, but we can use that to help the payments go very quick and very smooth and very easy. So therefore, if he's willing to pay outside basin, then there's a release from the deterrent. So Bekitsa, you say, we've got the deterrent says there's a deterrent, you have to pay with your good stuff, but there's a deterrent says, give him a release if you're going to benefit a quick, easy payment. So, yeah, so they done. Yeah, it helps the guy receive what he's due. Now, it's very good for that logic. What's Pshat and Rabbeinu Chanan on that? What's Pshat and Rabbeinu Chanan on that? Says, no, even if you much shriek, and you cause a balagan, and sometimes what it did in cases that people may have been involved in it, can last for 6 or 7 months, and he's lost out. If those 6 or 7 months are all such shit, that he can still pay me rubbish. How can you pay me rubbish? I understand Rashi. Really, he has to pay all his goods. He really has to use a deterrent. We give him a special get-out clause if you're easy guy to deal with. But if you're a troublemaker and you cause 6 months of aggravation, why should you pay me rubbish under those circumstances? Why can you still pay me rubbish under those circumstances? So what's Peshatin? What's Peshatin Rebbein HaChanan?
That's because it's still in his hands. It's based in his hands. Not you and him.
Okay, it's given to Basin, and still he can pay the rubbish until they make a collection. Until they make a collection.
They only have a right to pay so much.
Fine, that's
fine.
Okay. So the slightly different Hashkofa we use what Dr. Dilly said. The slightly different Hashkofa Ibn Hassan's coming with. He says, look, according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole instruction is that it has to be the best stuff. Who was that instructions to? Who was it to instructions to? That it has to be the best stuff. Who was the Torah giving instructions to when it says it has to be the best stuff? When payment of damages has to be the best stuff. If it's payment of a debt, it has to be with the neighborhood stuff. And if it's payment of a supposition, it can be even better stuff. Who was the Torah giving instructions to? The basis. Basically says, what qualifies as a payment? So therefore, it says, Rabbi Kiva, says the Gemara, it says, Rabbi Kiva learns that when Basin have to make the collection themselves, they have to follow the rules which is given to them and says, you, it's damaged payment, you have to take the best stuff. You have to take the best stuff. But if they don't actually make the collection themselves, and they're like Dr. Lee says, they're not involved in the payment, then the person who's the body who's involved is the actual claimant and defendant themselves. So the claimant says, look, I owe you money. Here's your money. This is called token. This is called shovel against. This is called payment. This is what's the value. I can always buy things with this, even if it's thought I can buy things with it. So I can pay my, a debt with it. I can pay it. The whole instructions was never to me. Instructions were given to Basin. When is it Basin have to fulfill those instructions? When Basin themselves make a connection. So therefore, those are the two Mahalchim and Mr. Shem on Thursday next year. I said on Shabbos that on Wednesday, Mr. Shem, there's going to be open surgery. Open surgery, meaning that I'm here from 9 o'clock till 11 at night. And anyone who wants to come and ask any questions on any of what we learned from the beginning of this month has a right to do so. And if no one comes, fine, because then I can learn and prepare for my next year. So you can come and ask, or you don't have a spoken session for everyone.
Rap,
actually,
Rap, can I ask you a question after that?
Yes.
You have? Okay. It's good time right now?
Yes, you can ask a question. Yes.
Okay. Number one, I remember that besides other difference, the main difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, then in Rabbi Akiva, Mazak decided how to pay in certain constraints. And Rabbi Ishmael neither decide how he will be paid. Again, in constraints, whatever.
Yes.
In this case, Nizek by itself never will choose garbage. Then we have answers that maybe sometimes he will, but definitely it's not kasha of Rabbi Ishmael, because Mazak and now kasha decided to pay with garbage.
So the answer to that is
not the case.
In a scenario where he has no rights in anything.
Ah, yes, 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 I agree.
That's why we started off with Ishmael. We got a scenario, according to Ishmael, a case where he has no rights at all in the possessions of the Mazik, because he has no land at all in order to himself to have any rights in any land mm-hmm. that may be the Mazik. So in such a scenario, he has no claim at all. And of course, if we go back to...
He doesn't have... Okay. Good. This it is answered. The second thing, and again, maybe it's my imagination. It seems that last part of conversation was, if Rabbi Akiva claiming that it was sort of knas. If we know general rule about knas, that if you do something yourself again, then you out.
It's not that type of knas. It's me'ika hadin, you have to pay. And the idea behind it was a deterrent. Okay, it's not like a kanas. That means a kanas that you're talking about is saying he's paying something he doesn't deserve to pay. Here he's paying what he deserves to pay. The format we're taking it is a special way because this will help limit the problems in the future. But it's not a knaf, because as far as the guilty person is paying, he's not paying more than he is due to pay. He ends up paying what he actually owes.
Okay. I understood. And last question. Could I say the different opinion about Rashi, Rabbi Hananya, it is opinion how much you try to compensate for Tircha. Sometimes it's Tircha of Nizek, sometimes Tirchov Bezin.
The problem with that is it's very in the air, and why does one look on it in such a fashion and the other one looks at love fashion? You cred. But there's a pre-stage to that and it says, okay, you're more worried about the Bezin, he's more worried about the Nizek. Okay. Fine, that's how they look at it. But why are you looking in the basement more and are you looking in the Nizek? So we have to go even further stage back and say that their starting point is that the whole mechanics was different in the first place. Is that all these instructions were given over to based on how they should make the payments. And if they're not actually making the payments at the end of the day, these instructions don't apply. If they don't apply, then the payment can be done in any fashion whatsoever. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, this is that the whole instructions is given as a deterrent. So if it's given as a deterrent, it should never be released unless we have a counter reasoning to benefit the Nizek, that he will get his money quicker and a healthier and an easier fashion. Well, that will outweigh the benefits of the deterrence.
In other case, what you're saying, that this Tircha stuff, my question come already too late, because we need to first of all, how Tircha will be correct, but why Tircha is this to answer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, and very good, very good. Thank you. Have a very good day, Raf. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.